Have you ever wished to discover how to help your employees with their occupational stress in a mindful approach? What if there is a way to building a productive and supportive environment for your employees that leads you to influence the organizational culture positively? Well, this is your invitation to join us to Mindful Leader Talk, a podcast on the effects of mindfulness as a secular practice on occupational stress and organizational culture. The information presented in this podcast is general. It is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. It should be never used to diagnose, prescribe medical or psychological conditions, or replace a physician. And it is not intended to prevent, treat, or cure such conditions or substitute for mental care, preventive health care, counseling, or therapy from or a physical or mental health professional. Thank you for listening and blessings. Blessings and welcome to the Mindful Leader Talk podcast, Mindfully Coping with Occupational Stress. I am Maria Baez, an organizational leadership psychologist, consultant, trainer, coach, and a full-time magician. Today's podcast is about occupational stress, the body, and mindfulness from a chiropractic perspective. It is a common knowledge that chronic stress can wreak havoc on the body. Back pain, muscle tension, tension headaches, fatigue, and neck pain are some of the symptoms people experience when under stress. Over time, stress weakens the immune system and makes the body more vulnerable to disease. Based on research, chiropractic treatments help relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of chronic stress. Additionally, regular chiropractic adjustment can calm the nervous system and decrease the fight or flight response most people experience when stressed. Much research on human health confirms that the pressure of work environment, job tax, demands, and relationships with co-workers or bosses can increase people's susceptibility to health problems. In addition, they will increase the risk of job stress, especially when working in a fast-paced work environment. And to corroborate with the topic, today we have an exceptional guest,
Dr. Maxine Capel.
Hello, Dr. Maxine. I am so thrilled to be here with you today to know more about your practices and what you do. Dr. Maxine is a chiropractor, third generation of chiropractitioners. That's correct, Dr. Maxine?
It sounds good to me.
Welcome. I am so happy to be with you today.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Tell us a little bit more about you and what you do.
Okay. So thank you, Maria, for having me here. This is very exciting. As you mentioned, I am a third-generation chiropractor, and I'm the sixth in my family.
Wow.
That's an unusual distinction because my grandfather was a chiropractor back in 1914.
Wow.
When the practice of chiropractic was only 19 years old. So my family were actually pioneers in the chiropractic profession. And you probably won't meet another third-generation chiropractor. Maybe not for a very long time. So it makes me quite unusual. And you might say it's my family legacy and chiropractic is in my bones.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Since we are talking basically or information related to occupational stress, I have the first question for you. What ways does the mind affect your physical body?
Your mind is completely connected to your physical body. Your thoughts are probably the main way that you develop vertebral subluxation. So I just need to explain what that means.
Yes, please.
So chiropractic works on the basic fundamental principle that the nerve system controls and coordinates every function in your body, from your heart beating regular to your breathing easy to your digestion going normally and your bowels going every day,
yes,
to your hormonal balance and your periods coming right or wrong, to your blood pressure, to your heartbeat, to everything about you. If your nerve system isn't clear, then there's going to be problems expressed physically. So one of the basic tenets of chiropractic is that how do you interrupt or interfere with the clear functioning of the nerve system? Well, there are three main ways. The first way, historically, by the developers of chiropractic back in 1895, is through emotional stress. And I'll come back to that. And the second way that people develop interference to their nerve system is through chemical toxicity. And the third way that people develop interference to the nerve system is through physical means, physical problems.
Wow.
And I could explain all that. But the first one, emotional stress,
right,
is probably the biggest way to provide interference to the nerve system. And if your nerve system isn't working right, there's interference to its functioning, and there's interference to the messages getting from the brain to all the parts of your body, from the brain to your heart, to your digestive system, to your lungs, to your ovaries or your prostate or the blood vessels or the muscles in your legs or to your shoulders or anything that you can think of in your body, also including your inflammatory system.
Right.
If there's some interference to that, then there's going to be expressions from any number of organs that they're not functioning right because they're not getting the life energy, the signals, the vital mental impulses from the brain to feed the organs the normal information on how to function, when to stop, and they may overfunction, they may underfunction, and this manifests as physical problems. Of course, it could be neck pain in the neck, shoulders, or the back, but it could also be heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure, skin rashes. It could be asthma. It could be allergies. It goes on and on and on. There's no stopping it. It could be painful periods. It could be chronic inflammatory diseases because the nerve system controls and coordinates all this. If there's emotional stress, then there will be interference to the nerve system working right.
Right. When you were talking, a word popped into my mind. Emotional exhaustion, is that related to occupational stress?
Well, absolutely. First of all, stress is in the eyes of the beholder.
Yes.
You know, and so this person who's stressed, well, there may be many reasons for it, but the stress causes an over-secretion of adrenaline from the adrenal glands, which are on top of the kidneys. And they're so important and so under-discussed and so under-spoken about. And they're completely interconnected with the nerve system. As I mentioned before, the nerve system controls those hormones and the functions of the adrenal glands. And so the adrenal glands get exhausted from emotional stress. It brings down your energy. You become fatigued. You become less patient. You become more irritable. The adrenaline makes your muscles contract. You're getting pain in your neck and your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your fingers, your back. So this emotional exhaustion definitely creates a downward spiral of physical ailments.
And that goes to similar question. Is there any relationship between occupational stress and physical pain, the pain that we may feel in any part of our body?
Absolutely. And as long as we're talking about occupational, you know, this past pandemic, well, I'm calling it in the past tense because I'm hoping it's in the past tense.
Okay.
But we have been extremely busy in our chiropractic and laser practice. I didn't mention that we have this amazing, high-tech, state-of-the-art, cutting-edge, multiple wavelength, lock system, fully robotic, amazing laser, which gets rid of pain, gets rid of inflammation, improves circulation, clears swelling. And the long-lasting part is that it stimulates the cells to have more rapid healing and repair of damaged tissues, and that's yours for the long run. Anyways, in our chiropractic and laser practice during this pandemic, we have been deluged with people who are feeling the effects of occupational stress. So these are people who are trapped at home working on their computers instead of going to the workplace. They're not even getting out of their house, so they're emotionally depleted.
Yes.
And some of them have children at home, which mm-hmm. is probably the worst combination, right?
Yes. Family stress.
Family stress, yes. Right. So there's the emotional stuff. But they're sitting at makeshift workstations where they don't have proper chairs. They don't have proper height of the computer. They're working on laptops instead of
right.
desktops. So when you're working on a laptop, your neck is craned down. You're straining your neck. And they don't necessarily get up. Well, maybe those who are making frequent trips to the refrigerator were getting up.
Exactly.
But this is another problem that many people working at home gained weight.
Yeah.
So that adds more stress to the joints and muscle system, mm-hmm. of course. But we had tons of, probably 60% of our flow during pandemic has been educators. And one teacher said to me, oh, you'd scream if you saw how I am. I have three screens in front of me teaching my class. And so I have to lean over all the way this way. And she's toppling out of her chair. And she spends hours like that and then goes back this way. And yeah, it's hair raising
yeah.
for me. So
crazy.
Occupational stress makes physical pain. And they got pain in their neck, shoulders, arms, hands, fingers, their back, their tingling in their feet, their headaches.
Everywhere. Yeah. Yes. How does a physical pain may infer on occupational stress?
That's a big question. If you have physical pain, how does that impact your relationships with work?
Yes.
And how does that impact your productivity? Are you more productive if you are trying to focus on your work with a headache than if you don't have a headache?
Great questions.
If you're in pain, are you able to sit long enough to focus and concentrate?
Impossible.
No. If you're in physical pain, can you sit long enough so that your legs aren't going to sleep and your back hurting you and your wrist hurting you? Occupational stress can create tremendous physical pain and vice versa. If you're in pain, then you're not as productive and you're not as nice person. You may go home and strike out at your kids and be impatient with people and short-tempered with your husband or your spouse, I should say.
Yes.
We have to be PC about everything, right?
So. Yes, that's truly correct. What are the most common pain conditions that you have treated at your clinic that it's related to occupational stress?
The most common number one reason why people go to chiropractors is for low back pain and neck pain and pinched nerves.
Right.
But that's because most people pretty much know that chiropractors fix that stuff, and that's why God invented chiropractors. But what they don't know is that chiropractic is about freeing the nerve system from interference so that all the body systems can work right. So their constipation gets better and their asthma gets better. Their inflammatory response is more normalized. Their blood pressure is better. They have fewer headaches. But mostly, especially during this pandemic, people have been coming in with neck pain and pinched nerves in the neck, pain radiating down the back into the arms, hands, fingers, shoulder pain, pain in the lower back, pain in the middle back, from their lousy work postures and the immense emotional stress that's come with it, not to mention the fear of getting a COVID infection, you know,
right.
which is ever present.
Mm-hmm.
But we have lots of organic problems as well.
All right.
So basically, what walks into our office runs the gamut of, I can't get rid of this pain, and they're perfect laser patients because laser gets rid of the pain, especially something that's been ongoing for a long time.
Right.
Oh, this just developed now, and whatever was chronic is getting worse, or this is new. And thank God we have the knowledge and the techniques to successfully address
yes.
all of that stuff, yes.
Beautiful. Can you recall any case where laser therapy or chiropractic is not recommended to treat any patient condition?
I'm glad you're asking me about laser, because that laser is so unbelievably magic.
Okay.
I've been in practice over 30 years.
Right.
And there has never been in my entire career in any modality of treatment something that will help neuropathy.
Right. right?
That's a painful condition of the legs and the feet, sometimes in the arms and the hands. And this laser treats neuropathy and redeems these people, or people with post-shingles pain that continues on, and it gets rid of that pain, or people with stenosis. Even in chiropractic, it's kind of a crapshoot to see if you'll get relief for a stenosis patient. It's pain going down both legs. It's the end stage of arthritis from a neglected spine. And the laser gets rid of these pains. And so most anybody of any age is a great candidate for laser pain relief. The only condition that we would require consent from the medical doctor on it is someone with an active cancer of some kind, because the laser does increase circulation.
Sure.
And we want to educate the oncologist, the one who's working with the patient with the cancer,
sure,
let them know the effects of the laser, because most people don't even know
okay
much about the laser, and get their consent to treat or not treat. But other than that, anybody with pain is a great candidate. But somebody with a pacemaker, we don't treat the area where the pacemaker is located, the
okay
pacemaker generator. We can do other areas. If they have a pacemaker, we certainly can do their shoulders, but we don't do that part of the chest
okay
where there's a pacemaker living there.
Yes, because so you don't want to electrocutate them then.
Yeah, well, you know, or change the rate of their pacemaker when they're relying on
right
that thing to be pacing for them, you know?
Right. What is your recommendation or advice for those ones who are dealing with pain related to occupational stress?
It's so important to get out of pain for so many reasons, to lift your mood and to help you feel more like an active, functional person. Most of the people who come in with pain, they say, oh my God, I feel like I'm 90 years old. I can't move. I can't do this. I can't pick up my kids and stuff like that. And it makes them feel old. Nobody wants to feel old.
Right.
We want to age gracefully and doing all the things that we want to do and expect to be able to do. As a matter of fact, I call the chiropractic office a great retirement plan, because as we retire, we want to be able to do whatever we want to do. Pick
yes
up our grandkids, go golfing, go traveling, and
in,
right, not in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how can you expect to lose your COVID pounds? Or even if it's not from COVID or whatever it is, how can you expect to trim down and be healthy if you can't move because you got pain in your knees or your back or wherever your pain is? Come and get out of pain. That's why God invented the laser. That's why God invented chiropractors, is to renew you. And you will be amazed at the results. If you've never been to the chiropractor, or if you have been to the very best quality chiropractic care, then I suggest that you contact me. And you can make a new patient inquiry, and you can learn more about chiropractic. And this interview you're having, Maria, is with someone who has 137 plus years of experience.
Lovely.
So I
that's
have
what
arrived.
Thank you.
I have arrived at the time, at the point in my life where I know very well what I do, and I do it very well. And we take care of all people, regardless of their condition and regardless of their financial ability to pay. Because yeah, my ethic is that good health and feeling good is not just for people who are privileged enough to have lots of money or great insurance,
right,
but for everyone living on this planet, they're entitled to that. And it's our ethic to make it happen for people. So don't be afraid to contact me.
Perfect. My last question to you, do you find any connection between mindfulness and chiropractic?
Well, totally. First, it starts at the very beginning of the first interview with the person who walks in and says, oh, I came to you because I have back pain and you're going to crack me and hurt me. And I could take offense and say, my God, where did you get a bad idea like that? I don't hurt people. I take care of them. And it's very gentle, safe, and effective. And what we do is fine tune a crooked spine and get the pressure off the nerves so that it restores the connection between your brain and your body parts so that your body can function the way it was designed to. But one has to be mindful. And I feel that my mindfulness has become better and better through the years of not judging a person on their limited knowledge. Just put the information before them. Don't shove anything down their throat. Just let them know what's going to happen in the chiropractor's office and how chiropractic works and how it may help them. And let them decide if they're ready for this care. And let them know that it's not something that hurts anybody. You know, the problem is there are prejudices because well-meaning people may have said, oh, she cracked my neck. It felt so good. And the person listening to that withdrew with horror. Like, what do you mean she cracked your neck? Oh, my God, I'm never going there. I'm never doing that. I would never go to a chiropractor. And therefore, that person who one day may need chiropractic is afraid to go.
Yes.
I had one gal who had horrible migraines all her childhood. And her father used to see my uncle, the chiropractor in Westbury. And my uncle never asked, how's your family? Do they have any problems?
Okay.
So she asked her father, Daddy, when you go to see Dr. Capel, the chiropractor, what does he do with you? And so he was a joker. He's one of these old-time Jewish comedian guys.
Right.
And he says, oh, well, when I go to the chiropractor, he takes out all my bones one at a time. He puts them in a blender and he scrambles them all up. And then he puts them all back in the right order.
Oh, my God.
And she was so horrified. And she suffered with horrible migraines her entire childhood. I got her when she was like nearly 30 years old and had been through every therapy and suffering all this time. And they were ready to do surgery to cut the muscles at the back of the skull and the neck. And she thought she might try Dr. Capel's niece. That's me, the chiropractor. And of course, we got rid of the headaches. That's a cinch to get rid of. But so you never know how far reaching something you may think or say or do will affect thousands of other people. So you must be mindful. You must be open and accepting people where they are and be non-judgmental. And I also am that way with my staff too, and embrace them and let them know I care about their health and their well-being, and I take care of them. And that's how you get maximum productivity out of your staff anyway. So it's just a good principle to treat others the way you wish to be treated and accept people coming from all different perspectives and all different abilities to understand, and embrace them. Just embrace everybody. That's how we operate here.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful. I am out of breath with all of that information. I love it.
If someone is interested, how people can reach you? Can you provide your information?
With pleasure. I would love to do that, Maria. We are located on the border of Glen Cove and Locust Valley on Long Island. As far as the MLS laser goes,
yes,
that's M as in Mary, L as in Larry, S as in Sam. That means multiple locked system. It's a unique kind of laser. It's not a hot laser or a cold laser. And you can look that up if you want. But there's not another one for an hour's drive from where we are here in Glen Cove / Locust Valley. The number is 516-353-5000, or go to NorthShoreLaserPainRelief.com. That's the website. And for chiropractic, which is all in the same building, in the same office, chiropractic and to restore your body's power to heal itself, that would be 516-759-7702. And my full name is Maxine Capel Mayreis, that's CAPPELMAYREIS. And the website is DrMax.net. So I'll give you my cell number, 516-528-5955. I invite all people to call me. I'm just a regular person with magic hands and magic therapies here.
but we all are magicians, actually.
That's right. And so I invite you to text me. Got any questions? I would love to speak with you.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for this wonderful interview. You guys know, get rid of the pain. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Maria. You're a doll.
This is pretty much it for this episode. Thank you for listening. And stay in tune for the next topic in 2 weeks, how to uncover habits to cope with occupational stress successfully.
If you have any questions, concerns, or comments, please visit my website www.embiasconsulting.com or send me an email to maria@embiasconsulting.com. This is the Mindful Leader Talk, a podcast on the effects of mindfulness as a secular practice on occupational stress and organizational culture. Feel free to invite to listen or share this podcast. Stay in tune for all coming episodes to building profitable organizations driven by the well-being of their employees and, therefore, our society.
In the meantime, please stay safe. Blessings!